Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, February 19th. Happy Saturday. I'm reading from the New International Version and we pick up today in Genesis in the story where Joseph is sold by his brothers into slavery. This is Genesis 37, starting in verse 12, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. Now his brothers had gone to graze their father's flocks near Shechem, and Israel said to Joseph, "As you know, your brothers are grazing the flocks near Shechem. Come, I am going to send you to them." "Very well," he replied. So he said to him, "Go and see if all is well with your brothers and with the flocks, and bring word back to me." Then he sent him off from the valley of Hebron. When Joseph arrived at Shechem, a man found him wandering around in the fields and asked him, "What are you looking for?" He replied, "I'm looking for my brothers." "Can you tell me where they are grazing their flocks?" "They have moved on from here," the man answered. "I heard them say, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them near Dothan. But they saw him in the distance, and before he reached them, they plotted to kill him. "Here comes that dreamer," they said to each other. "Come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns and say that a ferocious animal devoured him. Then we'll see what comes of his dreams." When Reuben heard this, he tried to rescue him from their hands. "Let's not take his life," he said. "Don't shed any blood. Throw him into this cistern here in the wilderness, but don't lay a hand on him." Reuben said this to rescue him from them and take him back to his father. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the ornate robe he was wearing, and they took him and threw him into the cistern. The cistern was empty. There was no water in it. As they sat down to eat their meal, they looked up and saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead. Their camels were loaded with spices, balm and myrrh, and they were on their way to take them down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What will we gain if we kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hands on him. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood." His brothers agreed. So when the Midianite merchants came by, his brothers pulled Joseph up out of the cistern and sold him for 20 shekels of silver to the Ishmaelites, who took him to Egypt. When Reuben returned to the cistern and saw that Joseph was not there, he tore his clothes. He went back to his brothers and said, "The boy isn't there. Where can I turn now?" Then they got Joseph's robe, slaughtered a goat, and dipped the robe in the blood. They took the ornate robe back to their father and said, "We found this. Examine it to see whether it is your son's robe." He recognized it and said, "This is my son's robe. Some ferocious animal has devoured him. Joseph has surely been torn to pieces." Then Jacob tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and mourned for his son many days. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. "No," he said, "I will continue to mourn until I join my son in the grave." So his father wept for him. Meanwhile, the Midianites sold Joseph in Egypt to Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard. As I was reading this story, I noticed something that I had not noticed before. Reuben is the one who is kind of an advocate for Joseph. And just a few chapters back, Reuben sins against his father and his father's concubine, Bilhah. You may remember that story. But here, Reuben is seen in a positive light. He is trying to advocate for his brother, Joseph. So it just reminds me that we all are complicated mess sometimes. And I think that the Lord can redeem us in the midst of our sin. And so that's a hopeful story for me today. Let's turn now to the book of Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 68, the second part of the psalm, beginning with verse 19. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Surely God will crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy crowns of those who go on in their sins. The Lord says, I will bring them from Bashan. I will bring them from the depths of the sea, that your feet may wade in the blood of your foes, while the tongues of your dogs have their share. Your procession, God, has come into view, the procession of my God and King into the sanctuary. In front are the singers, after them the musicians. With them are the young women playing the timbrels. Praise God in the great congregation. Praise the Lord in the assembly of Israel. There is the little tribe of Benjamin leading them. There the great throng of Judah's princes. And there the princes of Zebulun and of Naphtali. Summon your power, God. Show us your strength, our God, as you have done before. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring you gifts. Rebuke the beast among the reeds, the herd of bulls among the calves of the nations. Humbled, may the beast bring bars of silver. Scatter the nations who delight in war. Envoys will come from Egypt. Cush will submit herself to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing praise to the Lord, to him who rides across the highest heavens, the ancient heavens, who thunders with mighty voice. Proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the heavens. You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God. And now let's turn over to the book of John. Today we're in John chapter 6, verses 1 through 21. And some days are better than others, right? Stories that we like more than others, and this one is a good one. Today, Jesus feeds the 5,000, and we'll also read about Jesus walking on the water. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is, the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than a half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I. Don't be afraid." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I am impressed here in John where twice it mentions that Jesus gave thanks before he broke the bread. And so I think we need to take note there. Giving thanks and gratitude is of such importance. And so as we pray, I want that to be an important part of our prayer today. I also want us to think about the beginning of the psalm, which said that the Lord daily bears our burdens. And so as we pray, I just want to add that in as well, thinking that God is near. He is listening, and he calls us not to be afraid, but to know that he is present with us and he is working, even when we feel like we are in the bottom of a pit. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word, which reminds us that you are working in us and through us. Thank you for the story of Joseph. We kind of know the end of the story, and we're grateful, Lord, that you are working for the salvation of your people, even when it seems so dark. And so, Lord, in our lives, in the places that we do not understand how you are working, we pray that you would give us confidence in who you are, that you love us, and that you are bearing our burdens. We pray, Lord, with thanksgiving for all the many provisions in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for daily bread and for bread in the cupboard. Thank you, Lord, for your overwhelming provision of material blessings. Also, Lord, we pray for the spiritual blessings. Thank you that we were born into a land where we can speak freely about you. We pray for our brothers and sisters around the world, specifically in Afghanistan and Bangladesh, in places where it is difficult to be a believer, places where there is not easy access to your word. Thank you, Lord, that we can shout your word from the rooftops, that we can podcast it out into the world. We don't want to take that blessing for granted. And thank you for the blessing of community. Thank you for the blessings of brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray, Lord, today for those in our midst who need an extra special touch from you. We pray for healing for those who are in need. And we pray for those who are spiritually blind. Bring those on our prayer list who have not seen you as Lord and Savior to a saving knowledge of your grace. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.